Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
It's not appropriate to flush them. They destroy septic. They destroy sewer systems.
You are the prime candidate for a bidet.
Yes, yes.
I do not want to spray my ass. We need listeners.
Why not? It'd listeners, be fun.
Now that we've talked about poop again, Big Daddy. God.
2021. It's a shit year. Might as well talk about
it's
it.
It's a shit year. Big Fatty, I just pooped my pants and we need to take a break. So bye to the listeners.
Bye, listeners.
Bye. I gotta go get a beer.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now that we've talked about Big Fatty again, Big Fatty. God.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3656 of a BFO for Wednesday the 9th of February 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the trip back to Fat Acres and my first day back home at the villa, Big Fatty. Hello, gas peddlers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're gas peddlers today, because, y'all, we got lots to talk about, so we need to step on the gas. Big Fatty, the gas and the villa, that you just know it just sounds vulgar. Just vulgar. Yeah, guys, y'all, we got to get right back into these number one fan entries. Y'all, the next one is from the Hot Cub, and he says, Big Fatty, please enter me into the number one fan contest. If I win, I promise to help promote world peas, grow back all the rainforest by hand, and make it law that the toilet paper must go over and not under. Thank you for calling, Haunt Cub, you're in the colostomy bag right there with Steve the Tater, and he says, insanity is repeating the same mistakes and expecting different results. Here I go with another entry, Steve the Tater. Mac in the Flow Rider says, Dribby Fatty, I'm just sitting here in my car having dinner, and I nearly sharted. It reminded me to enter your contest, Mac from Flow Rider. And Gary up there in the Portland, his entry is simple. It just says, please, Big Fatty. Music, especially after the homosexual cruise. It's true. Y'all, just a final recap of Big Fatty's cruise and journey home. First of all, y'all, the lines to get off the ship were incredibly long and backed up and everything. But y'all, we finally got off, and our ride to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Ariel Puerto, the girl, she came in a car, a different car than we were expecting, and it was a new car, so it had a paper plate. So y'all, I was a little leery, but y'all, everything worked out fine. Y'all, we got to the Ariel Puerto, and y'all, we decided to treat ourselves to a few hours in the Delta Airlines Sky Club, and y'all, we had a couple of cocktails and a little lunch and some good Wi-Fi. That's where I uploaded the Friday, Monday, and Tuesday little shows. And y'all, we got home back in Charleston about 7:30 p.m. in the morning. In the evening, y'all, we got up at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, so it was a long, long day. Finally made it back to Fat Acres about 8:30 p.m. Y'all, our bags were late, so we got on and got extra sky miles because our bags weren't to us. And y'all, that pretty much was it. And y'all got back, and y'all, I had so much mail in the old villa mailbox. Y'all, I went through it all, had lots of tax stuff and everything, and bank statements. Didn't have any bills in there, but y'all, I had gotten my bill for my car insurance prior to departure, and y'all had gone up about $12 from last year, anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. Y'all unpacked everything and got my piles of clothes ready to wash on Tuesday. And y'all, I was really glad that I had pre-recorded that Tuesday little show, because y'all, I was tired. I watched a little bit of the Olympics, and y'all, I'm going to tell you what, the ones that go down the hill on the skis or the skateboards, not the skateboards, the surfboards, y'all, they're just crazy. They're just crazy is all I got to say. Went to bed about 10:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all, and I was out like a light, I tell you. And y'all woke up about 7:15 on Tuesday morning, got up, had my coffee. Y'all did not have any brufkas. Y'all got on the scale, put on about almost 5 pounds during the cruise. But y'all, I think it'll come off fairly quick. Cause you know, trying to be a little more low carb, and less, treats. So y'all, got up, had my brufkas, read my newspaper, did the Sudoku, watched Miss Gayle King, and, y'all, I was getting the coffee stomach. So I had to have a little something. So y'all, I had about 3 or 4 ginger snaps, you know, cause that's good at settling your stomach. And plus it was put a little something in there before I went out on my morning nipple walk. Y'all did the big circle. Y'all, it felt good. Y'all, it was chilly. It was in the low 40s, so it felt good to have on a hat and gloves and my hoodie.
Big Fatty, you know, the gay country boy has a hoodie.
No, that's a different kind of hoodie. Oh, okay. But did the big circle, came back, was getting ready I came back, and y'all, I called about my insurance, because I wanted to talk to the girl, because y'all, I mean, my car is a year older, and so am I, and it still went up, and y'all, she said that most policies had increased by about 20% this year, and mine went up, about $12, y'all, I felt like I had gotten a good deal. Even though, you know, it still went up. But y'all did 2 loads of clothes. And y'all, by the way, how much is your insurance? Y'all, mine for the year was $916 this year. So I just put it right on my charger plate. And so there we go. Anyway, y'all, I was getting ready to hop in the chair, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, yes! 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 Oh, yeah, I know, Squeaky. I know, Squeaky Gentleman Caller. It's been a while. Yes! Okay. 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 Y'all, my, semi-regular, muscly, gentleman caller, he says, Big Freddy, we need to pull out the special chair. I said, yes, thank you for calling, y'all. He came over, y'all, it wasn't just lovely, y'all, it was intensely lovely, and, y'all, it was smiles all around. Big Freddy, we don't need the details. Well, anyway, but y'all, after he left, y'all, first of all, he left, and he left his specs here and his in his lubrication. So I sent him a testimonium. You left your specs, so he came back, and y'all, we did a little bit more of the kids are calling it, the making out. Big Freddy, please, we're eating our Cheerios. And then after he left, I did a little more washing and got my share and got all prim and proper, and y'all, the Nip and I went and we had dinner with Olive over at the Retirement Acres, and y'all had the comfort special, and it was two Tanqueray and tonics, and it was teriyaki chicken, and y'all, it was delicious, just delicious. And y'all, back home now, and y'all, I'm recording a little show, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Dear Gussie, y'all, I've got so many of these dadgum things, I'm going to have to do a double segment on each little show, maybe a triple segment. Y'all, that Peter G says, Dear Big Freddy, hey, what does a gay have to do to finally be declared the number one fan? I love that Peter G. Peter G, I think you know. Alan over there in the Ox says, Hey, Big Freddy, I deserve to be the number one fan because my mother once cooked macaroni cheese for BF in Manchester, Uck, back in 1990. That shows longevity, Big Freddy. Love the little show, Alan. Thank you, Alan. Y'all, that Kathy Marshall. Y'all, you know, she's sponsoring it, so y'all, if she wins, of course, it's going to be rigged. But anyway, y'all, she says, why do I want to be BFO's number one fan? Well, when the world's going to hell in a handbasket, the little show is my butterscotch lifesaver. I'd settle, as I have in previous years, for second runner-up or Miss Congeniality.
Big Freddy, oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gus Chad. And I have an answer to your question about the Super Bowl arrangement. I know there's no music for that. Anyways, my floral shop that I work at is located in a grocery store. During the Super Bowl, they have tailgating stuff, like chips and stuff in bulk. And then they have our pizza department has, you know, the pre-made pizzas all ready to go. And all the extra cooler space that I get out in the store and the back stock where I store all the back stock of Valentine's Day stuff takes up space. But because it's the Super Bowl, they have all this extra food and stuff in for the Super Bowl. So that space is limited. So right now we're playing games with where are we putting all the shit. And being that it's my first Valentine's Day to be in charge, this is extra stressful. On top of which, I'm playing scavenger hunt on how to run the floral shop because people didn't tell me where I need to go to find certain things that I need to do to order certain stuff. So this has been one headache after another. And yesterday I just found out my stupid district manager, I'm going to say it, she is so stupid. I'm sure she's a lovely person. I'm sure she's a lovely person. She refuses to come in and meet with me and answer my questions. And then she responds back to my emails, making me sound like I'm an idiot for asking the stupid questions, even though they're not stupid. I'm really regretting that I took this job because I haven't been properly trained and I don't know where this stuff is and deadlines are coming up that I didn't know about and I'm just mad. I'm so mad. I cannot tell you how angry I am. Anyways, I hope that answered your question. Have a great day.
Dear Gus, y'all, that of course is Gus Chad and Gus Chad. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this does, in a roundabout way, answer my question, which was, I believe I said I wasn't aware that there were Super Bowl flower arrangements, or there was a run on flowers for the Super Bowl. But I guess with VD... the Superb Owl, with VD being the next day, you're gonna be busier than a one-legged man at a shit-kicking or an ass-kicking contest, Benny. Gus Chad, thank you so much, and sending out good wishes and good thoughts to you. And I'm sure just wear your beret into the flower shop and throw it in the air, and think about this.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So Question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on. Do something.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper for So-So Question Month. And y'all remember, it goes to the end of the month. And I know it's one of those things that you just really have to drag yourself out of the bed to do. And if you don't, you know, it's only a mediocre prize. But y'all, as soon as we get past the number one fan, it's going downhill because it's nothing but So-So Questions from here on out. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Mr. Cackle and the kids from over there at the Blind Time. And Mr. Cackle, just out of curiosity, what is your favorite part of So-So Question Month?
Now that we've talked about Big Fatty again, Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, and I know you've got plenty. You're full of so-so questions, so send it in.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand-new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.